I'm telling secrets here, which I shouldn't really do, but I can't help myself. Now, I'm joined in the studio by Gary Mills, a.k.a. Millsy, and Kill, who are Fix 20. They're a feisty songwriting dynamic, and the track hashtag Change has been on Phoenix FM probably for about the last 6 weeks, and it is a glorious track. Yeah, it's just been... We've played it to death, basically, because we love it so much.
Oh, you guys are awesome, honestly. Absolutely awesome. I remember I sent it to you, and literally, been finished. We just finished it, and so I thought I'll send it to you more for an opinion. And then the next day it was on Phoenix. So I was so happy, honestly. It was like, oh my god, brilliant!
It's just such a great track, and you are going to do an acoustic version of it today.
We are, yeah.
Yeah, you were here. Was it about a year ago?
It was about a year ago. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was pretty much to the day, I think. Yeah, ballpark a week ago. Yeah,
And it was Digital Age.
That was the first single
that you came back with. You took a music break. Why did you stop for?
I mean, we stopped pretty much. I think I'd probably stopped for about 5 years of doing anything, and just got fed up with it. I mean, it's slightly soul destroying at times, and so yeah, just for my own kind of sake. And I've got a young family, and it was just time to stop, you know, following the dream as such, and just getting a regular job and settling down and just being a dad, essentially. But it's in the blood, you know, you can't deny it, and you start missing it, and then you start thinking about the good times. and around that time, that's when me and CJ started talking again, and literally the first thing we said to us, well, thank God we don't do music anymore. Mm-hmm. And then a week later, it's just like, oh mate, I've got this song, what do you think?
I don't believe he exists, actually, Kills. Do you reckon he's a real person?
He's just a figment of our imagination, actually. Yeah, you've got it right. You know? It's like a sock puppet
we've got that we talk to sometimes.
I've seen him on the video, but I've never seen him in real life, so I don't know whether he's, you know, an actor or something.
No, well, we don't like to bring him out too much. No. He tends to offend quite quickly. but I do speak on his behalf, and he's he's very grateful we're here today.
Now, the video for Hashtag Change, tell us about it. It's a real professional-looking video, and it's brilliant.
Yeah, definitely, which is one of the reasons why CJ's not here today, is because I work him so hard with with producing tracks and making videos. So, as I mentioned earlier, we're really lucky. He's got a real flair for it, and always had. He's insanely creative in ways that I just can't comprehend. So we had the song. We wrote the song about, I don't know, probably about a year ago. And then I kind of mailed it over to CJ. I kind of had the verses, and then we kind of had this idea, because we always would have a daily Trump, you know, what's he done today, what's he done this week, you know, amazing. It started out as a hot potato. It just kind of went down that way, and then as we was doing it, obviously we, around the time there was all the first Trump protest, so we started to think, you know, wouldn't it be cool if we could tie our song in and you know, do some videoing down there. And Digital Age did you know, got some plays in Holland, so we thought, well, great, you know, there's an excuse for a jolly, so we did some scenes in Amsterdam, and it just sort of went from there, really. Took an awful long time to put it together, though. Once we realised that we could cut up Trump and make him say what we wanted to, it took then another 3 months to get that within the boundaries of Ofcom, because we had him saying all sorts of things. It's all public use kind of, you know, speeches and that sort of thing, so no, we've not asked for permission at all. So I'm going to hide under the table now we said that.
Well, when you tour America, exactly. He'll come do PVs for you. He's not here today, obviously. Here he is, surprise. That track, you've got split vocals on that as well, so you've got you and you've got CJ,
yeah, that's right, which is pretty much how we'd be like to do it, really. Again, we never set out to do that. It was just because we couldn't really find somebody that we wanted to sing, and the one person we did want to sing didn't want to sing anymore. So hoping in a few years he'll have an epiphany like me and CJ did and actually want to be in a band again. So we just did it like that, and it just kind of stuck, but we never meant to be singers, so I apologise for what I'm about to do.
I'd like to say I'm a guitar player, really.
It's one thing being on stage with the band and the guitar and showing off, but it's a whole other thing completely doing it in front of the public, and everyone's looking at you thinking, you know, what on earth are you doing?
Yeah.
And it was easily one of the most embarrassing things we've ever done. But, you know, a couple of beers, we had a good time.
How were the protesters? Because sometimes they don't like being filmed, or you found that was okay?
No, it was great. It was really funny. We ended up sort of doing most of it around a load of West Ham fans. So it's just like, the family. It was so actually, it was really good. We actually, the protesters was really good. The whole, I've never been to a protest before. The whole thing was a real eye opener. It was like a festival that walked along. It was really cool.
Now, before we hear the song live, I've got here, you are Dutch rock, be careful as this, Dutch rock heroes.
So that's from me and CJ's first ever band. We got a record deal in Holland, in the Benelux. We released a couple of tracks and you know, they did all right. And then in 2013 or 14, there was an album, a compilation album called Dutch Rock Heroes, and our song, our old song, was on this. So so it's tongue in cheek, really. We're not really rock heroes, but we was on the Rock Heroes CD.
Oh, excellent.
Therefore, we are rock heroes.
Did you have long hair back in the day?
Longest, honestly.
Really?
The longest, yeah. Leather trousers, long hair.
Oh.
Yeah.
So the first song you're going to do for us is Hashtag Change.
Hashtag Change, yeah.
All right, Hashtag Change. Yeah.
Is that all right?
We're going to do Hashtag Change.
Just in case you hadn't planned to do it.
No, that's right. We might be on our toes, Michelle. That's great.
Apostrophe, round and pointing at me. Do re mi, the boy can't sing, he just plays,
just plays,
just plays,
just plays,
just plays,
just plays.
I faked it, I got this feeling, some men you just can't change. I got this feeling, the some man you just can't change, and it's up to me. We all just smile and agree, stand on me. I'm jealously hoping that you pull the rope in that's tied to my dinghy. I got this feeling, some man you just can't change. It's getting me out of my brain. Some men you just can't change. Some men you just can't. I got this feeling, someone's been lying to me about all that I wanted and all that I thought I could be. Somebody's lying, someone says hip hip hooray, yeah. I just need someone to lean on and someone to count on me. I'm hard to obey. To be, no one could ever impeach me. I got this feeling that some men you just can't change. I got this feeling that some men you just can't change. I got this feeling that some men you just can't change. But it's getting me out of my brain. Some men you just can't change.
That's brilliant to do that live. How do you feel? Are you relaxed now?
Yeah, quite relaxed.
Yeah. More relaxed than we were 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, exactly. It's a bit of a challenge to sing that. It's one of the things that you write a song and you go to record it and you realise you can't actually sing it because it's too high for you. But auto-tune's a wonderful thing.
It sounded fine.
Thank you.
Missing only President Trump. He couldn't be here today.
No, he wasn't available.
He desperately wanted to come in and meet you guys.
I mean, Mills was going to do an impression. Unfortunately, you know, he couldn't quite get there.
I'll be honest with you, I kind of bottled it. I was going to do it, and then I thought, I'm not brave enough.
It's probably a good choice.
Now, this song, Hashtag Change, you've actually got a B-side as well, which is, it was double A-sided, as they say back in the day.
Yeah, that's right.
So tell us about the other track, because I can't pronounce it and wasn't even going to attempt to.
Yeah, neither can we.
No, exactly. So the song is called Mi Guanxi, and it basically means no problem in Mandarin. And it's an interesting one. A long-term friend of me and Kiel's actually is an actor and based in Shanghai, Michael Coltes. And we had a conversation about a year ago that he's got a film coming out and really needs a punk rock song. So I thought, well, you know, you've come to the right place. So I basically had a rough idea for a chorus and then I played it to CJ, and CJ said, oh, this is great. I had an experience I've been dying to tell you about, and which is the verses. So that's where it comes from. But yeah, it basically means no problem. And that's all I'm going to say.
Do you know if he is listening out there?
I hope he's listening. I hope he's in his office pretending to work. And
you make him sound like he might be in some sort of cage and only allowed to work inside the cage to do stuff and then release to do videos.
That's kind of how I like it. Get back to work, CJ. Get back to work. We've got a video to finish, bro.
So, Kiel, how long have you two been sort of working together?
That must be, nearly 20 years now, I think. Yeah, 17, 18 years. Probably. It goes very, very quickly, but yeah. So I get kind of roped in every time Mills kind of decides to come out of hiding and picks up the guitar again. It's like, oh, I'm getting the band back together.
I'm not doing anything about Kiel. That's just how it is, like, literally. Yeah.
It's like heterosexual life partners, you know.
I think you just have. You said you're not possibly going to release an album. It's more going to be singles.
I think so. That's how we feel today. We might feel different next week, but yeah, we're just going to keep releasing singles and then we've had an amazing result. We've got a couple of really cool people working with us, helping us with playlists and things. But I think when we saw you last, we had 140 Spotify listeners a month, and at the minute we're sitting around 16,500. So things are growing for us, and we're starting to have. We've got a single campaign in Holland. I won't say the Benelux. I don't want to wind your mate up.
She said it means Belgium, Netherlands, Luxembourg.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought.
I thought she was going to say it means something rude.
Something really rude. Well,
moving on.
Yeah. So we've now got that going on, and Mi Guanxi is actually coming out in China. We've got a deal to release that in China over the next month as well. Yeah. So it's kind of starting to grow now. So at some point we're probably going to have to go live and start doing some shows and things. But so it's all quite exciting, really. You never really know where it's gonna go next, you know. From when me and Kiel had our first record deal together, it was so different. MySpace hadn't really broken all that. It was about to, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And it was still very much you do an album, you do some singles, you know, your video gets on the music channels and away you go. But
and even YouTube didn't exist at that point as well, so the music channels were important, but now anyone can make a video and put it out there on YouTube.
Access
to the world.
Saying to my guest in this week, Sunscreamer, you know, you heard their interview. They were very good as
big
well.
Up Woody.
We were talking about music. They were saying about the quality of music. What you seem to have now is everybody's picking up the guitar or the piano, or they're doing, you know, performances, which is nice.
Yeah.
But you don't, there's no quality across it, so you're just getting inundated or saturated.
Definitely.
With music.
They really nailed it, actually. I really liked what Sunscreen was saying about, because it is true. It means that where before you used to have all these different levels of things being filtered, so they would stand back if the record shop didn't like it, they wouldn't stock it. Remember, we had that with Woolworths, didn't we?
Yeah.
The last time, you know, Woolworths were going to take our single, then they weren't, then they did.
Yeah.
And you know, all these things are massive, so you don't have those filters anymore.
Mm.
So that's right. It's a double-edged sword, isn't it? That you can all get your music out, but trying to get heard still remains just as difficult as, if not even worse. You know, even harder.
But at least you got Pick and Mix at Woolworths.
I did like Pick and Mix.
You don't get much for your 10p now, do you?
You don't, and I always think people have been coughing in stuff like that. You know, when you go into some of the stores and you're like, I know they've got the plastic lids, but you think some kids had their hand in that.
Yeah, no, normally my kid, I would avoid it, really.
It's like when they make little cakes. Dad, do you want to try a cake? You're like, no, not really. Did you make that? That's lovely. Oh, put that straight in the bin.
Welcome to my world. You've got no idea how true that is.
How many babies have you got?
I've only got one. She is 8. She's going to be 9 soon, which essentially means in new life years, she's about 15 and with all the attitude. So
she's not allowed to go out until she's 35.
No, that's right. Yeah. That's what I remember you saying. Yeah.
Always works like that with fathers for some reason. I don't know why.
Exactly.
So is she musical as well?
Well, I must admit, every time she goes near the guitars or sings, I try and say, you know what's really cool? Maths. Maths is really cool. That's the new rock and roll, babe, you know? But it's starting to, a couple of days ago, she said to me, oh, Daddy, can I learn to play the guitar? And me and Kiel was practicing and she's kind of clapping along and I start noticing actually she's got perfect rhythm, you know, she's not dropping any beats in there. And so it's all a bit, oh no. So I'll be trying to discourage it, if I'm honest.
Yeah, a life in music. Well, as long as she's got the maths, you can do a job being an accountant and
That'll be fine once she's 35.
Yeah, when she's allowed out and to wear makeup, obviously, at that stage
makeup,
as well.
Makeup, don't be ridiculous.
You're planning maybe something with a full band?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we've got the as you've seen the videos, we've got the full band ready to go. You know, it's just a question really of just building an audience. We're all a bit too long in the tooth, really, to travel 100 miles and do you know, half empty gigs. Total respect for musicians that do that, but we spent years doing that, and I just haven't got the. Said about before when we kind of quit music and that all that sort of stuff is the reasons why you get out of it, because it just kind of destroys your soul after a while. So we're going to build an audience and then we'll go from there. But the way things are going, hey, who knows, this time next year we might be doing dates and more dates. Who knows
over in China.
Yeah, old China. Yeah. Right, isn't it?
Now you're going to do another song for us.
Yes.
Tell us, it's the one that I can't pronounce.
The Migranshi.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
I won't be able to spell it, obviously, because I will look it up before this interview will be going up online. Yeah. So, yeah.
No, see, this is even more challenging because this is a flat-out punk rock song. So CJ's not heard us how we've done this. So,
all right.
Hope you enjoy this, mate.
If you hear screaming, that'll be him.
Yeah, he's banging his head against the wall. And I've had to change some of the lyrics, pal. I'm sure you understand.
Make it daytime friendly.
Exactly. All right. She doesn't live in this world. She doesn't live in mine. But when it comes to flapping, get along just fine. I tried to make her payments, I got my card declined. And now she's speaking foreign, she really blows my mind. I can't think of funny words or things that rhyme. It's not the time. Whoa, Migranshi, taking every part of me. Migranshi, taking every part of me. Migranshi. She's hat on, she's got a wizard's sleeve. She's got some weird marks down her arm, I think she likes to breathe. I got a scar upon her, I took her to my flats. I tied her to the bedpost, and analyzed the maths. Well, things that rhyme, it's not the time.
Gwenshi, taking every part of me. Me Gwenshi, me Gwenshi, me Gwenshi, taking every part of me. Me Gwenshi, me Gwenshi, me Gwenshi, taking every part of me. Me Gwenshi, me Gwenshi, me Gwenshi, taking every part of me. Me Gwenshi. Winter, the blooming line went dead. I let it ring just a couple of times, and then I shook my head. The meaning of my sing-song, some things are just a crack. I wrote 1,000 letters, you never wrote me back. Ugh. Things to rhyme, it's not the time. Whoa, me Gwenshi, taking every part of me. Me Gwenshi, me Gwenshi, me Gwenshi, taking every part of me. Me Gwenshi, me Gwenshi, me Gwenshi, taking every part of me. Me Gwenshi, me Gwenshi, me Gwenshi, taking every part of me. Me Gwenshi.
I didn't know where the clap, I wasn't sure where the song ended then. I was like,
yeah, no, well, I thought it ended a while back.
But it didn't. Kill was right to keep playing, yeah.
You always write really hooky tunes. Stuart Pink has said, a big fan, he does the show here, as yet untitled rock show. He said, sounding great acoustic, and he's loving it.
Oh, thank you. I really like Stuart's show, actually. Yeah. Me and Stuart got Soul to Soul a couple of Saturdays back, and I was saying to Kill on the way down here, that looking at the playlist, there was all these legendary bands and from that we're into, and then VIX 20 was up there next to Pearl Jam. It's like, oh, come on, this is great.
Always writing hooky songs. You do put in verse, bridge and chorus, and I like that in a song.
Yeah, exactly. No, we've always followed that, haven't we? Yeah. I have to arm wrestle that with CJ every now and again, because he's a little bit more kind of writes the songs how he hears them. But that's kind of our always been our
way. We were debating last night about putting a chorus at the beginning as well.
Yes.
And Mills' daughter put the kibosh on that, and don't put a chorus at the beginning of a song.
That's rubbish, Dad.
I don't know. Well, sometimes it could be quite good.
Yeah, it's good enough for the Beatles. It's good enough for us, I think.
But it's still a bit progressive, so maybe in 5 years unveil it, we'll be ready finally.
How much material have you got?
We've sitting there, actually got, we're terrible. So what tends to happen is I write a verse and a chorus and think, yeah, that's great, we work on that, and then suddenly we were going through the list last night where I've got probably a couple of albums worth of verses and choruses that I'm definitely going to do something with at some point. We've got quite a bit, I'd say, quite a bit in various stages of being done. But
so have you actually recorded another couple of songs, or you do those as you go along?
We demo them, and then once we realise which ones are gonna do it, then they get the full treatment, that seems to be kind of what's working for us at the minute.
And are you producing everything as well?
CJ produces them.
He's like a god, isn't he?
Oh, he's amazing.
God is a CJ.
I know. I really hope he's not listening at this point, because I want him to think he's a bit rubbish and he really needs me, but truth is he probably doesn't. He's the audio and visual whiz, and he's an unbelievable perfectionist. So where I'm very slapdash and I think that's fine, he will agonize over it for days getting the right tone. And so what you hear is down to his hours of work, essentially. I do the easy bits, sort of write half the song and then promote them. It's quite straightforward, really.
Sit in the garden having a cup of coffee,
exactly. Saying, have you done it yet? Oh, Okay.
Who would you get to support you if you did tour? Who would be the band you'd like to support you?
Support us,
yeah,
rather than us support them. Yeah. That's a good one.
Hmm. You can answer that one, mate.
I'd rather not, you know.
Well, what's the band, the Bird in the Hand band?
Oh, they might be Giants. Seems to be coming up quite a bit lately. So,
yeah, exactly. Let's go get them.
Yeah, why
let's
not? Always mention They Might Be Giants when you get the opportunity. I say. That's my philosophy of life.
Exactly. Marty. Yeah, right. Yeah. No, we'll go with them. That'd be nice. Yeah. That'd be nice. Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming in today, playing so brilliantly on the show with your songs. And don't forget, if you want to find out more, it's VIX20, VIX20.
Yeah.
Just very quickly, how did you get the name?
It's from an old computer. It's from the VIC-20, which was kind of our toy when we were kids. So, yeah.
It's sort of showing our age a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. It's a throwback to that. So, yeah.
They're both looking very young and supple.
Supple. I feel
is that
quite
the right
supple.
Word? I mean, skin looks supple. Sorry, they're not sitting in a peculiar position. That doesn't sound
back
right.
Hurts. Does that count?
It's these chairs, you see. Yeah. We got these chairs for free, and they're the most uncomfortable chairs in the world.
Thank you for playing us and to supporting us and all the unsigned bands. You guys are fabulous here, and we really mean that. So thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I've got a... so don't forget, VIX20, VIX20. You'll find them all over social media. They're on Facebook, Instagram, and they've got the website as well. Check out the song, which is #change. There's a great video up online, and as the boy said, if you want to download it, probably 99 pence.
Yeah, exactly. Although we have got a few CDs actually. We've got some very limited edition CDs, so if you go onto the Hot Work website, you can, or our website, the links are there. There's not many left now. But they're all numbered and yeah, nice.